Are you ready to talk baseball? Well, step up to the plate. You're listening to Passion for the Pastime. And here's your host, Walter.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Hope you are doing well, staying safe, and being healthy out there. On this episode of the podcast, we are keeping it orange and black. It is Orange and Black Appreciation Week here on the podcast because, hey, you know what? It's Passion for the Pastime. We talk about everything baseball related. We give love to everybody. It's not just the orange and black, but I cannot suppress my love for the orange and black anymore. We got to talk Giants baseball. Earlier this week, we spoke with Carey Crowley. If you haven't heard that episode, please go ahead and listen to that. Me and Carey have a great time talking some Giants ball and recent events that we have shared together at KNBR Studio. So go ahead and check that out if you haven't already. And if you have, well, now you're in the next episode. You are ready to talk some more orange and black, because we will be speaking with the play-by-play broadcaster for your San Jose Giants, the low-A affiliate of the big club of the San Francisco Giants. We're speaking with Joe Rizzo. We're going to talk about the minor league system, the San Jose Giants. They have a ton of talent on that team, and not only just the talent on the Giants, but the farm system in general. I mean, we're going to talk everything on the farm. Marco Luciano, obviously, we cannot talk San Jose Giants, cannot talk the minors without mentioning that man's name, and he's starting to heat up a little bit. So we're going to talk with Joe Rizzo about that, and also because Marco Luciano, I mean, let me break it to you: Marco Luciano isn't the only guy in the minor leagues. You know, he's not the only player that the Giants need to look out for. So we're going to talk about that as well. And it seems like all we talk about is position players now. So I kind of want to dig into a little bit with Joe. What's going on with the arms in the farm system? And if it's a concern, whether the top prospects, eight of the top 10 are position players. Is that a concern for the San Francisco Giants moving forward as they want to improve their team for years to come? So we're going to talk all of that with Joe Rizzo, and returning to the ballpark, Excite Ballpark in San Jose, the atmosphere, everything that he has to go through, and talk a little bit of Dwayne Kuiper as well. So this is going to be a great episode. I hope you guys are ready for it. Coming up next, we are speaking with play-by-play broadcaster for the San Jose Giants, Joe Rizzo. You're listening to Passion for the Pastime podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Walter here for Passion for the Pastime. And on this episode of the podcast, I have a very special guest joining me. I have the man who sees all the young talent before they get to the big leagues, longtime play-by-play broadcaster for the San Jose Giants, the low A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, Joe Rizzo. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know that you have a very busy schedule with the minor leagues finally back. I mean, how does it feel to have minor league baseball again?
It's great. Obviously, last year was a difficult year for everyone, but to have an entire season canceled is just unprecedented. And you know, we could kind of see it all coming throughout last spring and summer that there wasn't going to be minor league baseball, and there was certainly uncertainty throughout even the fall and winter months about what this season might look like, and we even had the delayed start, but better late than never. And it's been great having fans out at the ballpark again in San Jose. There's just a phenomenal energy right now at Excite Ballpark, even with limited capacity, and now we're looking forward to opening up fully when the team's back home here in a couple of weeks. We'll be back at full capacity in San Jose, and it should be great. So it's been an excellent start to the year on the field, off the field, and it's just great to be back.
Now in San Jose at Excite Ballpark, is everything accessible now? Like, is the concessions open? I know the capacity is limited, but you talk about the feel, the energy at San Jose. I mean, is it kind of back to normal somewhat?
Yeah, we're anticipating back to normal when we get back home, which will be on June 22nd. This first month and a half of the season, we've been operating at about 25% capacity in terms of the number of fans we're letting into the park, with a pretty limited number of concessions. But we're opening up fully here in a couple of weeks. We just released our promotional schedule. It feels like normal again in San Jose. So we're looking forward to that here coming up.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Joe, I can't tell you the last time that I went to San Jose to see a Giants game. It's been a while because I live out in Antioch in the East Bay, and it's easier for me just to make the trek to Stockton. Every time the Giants are in Stockton, which they are right now, I'm going to try to make it out there this weekend. But every time they're in Stockton, I try to go there. But I need to make the trip to San Jose. It's been a while.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. And I think the great thing about minor league baseball, it's everything's so, you know, so close, you're so accessible, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's just a great, you know, family friendly environment, obviously affordable as well. But, you know, it's not just about the baseball in San Jose either. You know, we're well known for our barbecue area over on the third base side. I don't think there's anything that really compares in minor league baseball. You know, beer batter, the churros. I mean, it's all part of the fun when you come down to Excite Ballpark. And then on top of that, we've got a pretty good team this year. So you're going to see some of the best young prospects right now in the Giants organization. So it's really all coming together. And I'm glad it's happening now after such a difficult 2020 that we can jump right back into it right now.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the team here in a sec, but before I get into that, I mean, just a little bit on what you're going through right now. Are you traveling with the team? Do you have like a home road setup? Like, how's that going for you as far as the broadcast goes due to COVID?
Right, it is very unusual right now. I am traveling to do all of the road games. I am not traveling with the team. In a normal year, I would be I'd be on the bus with the players and the coaches. But because of the COVID protocols that are still in place, members of the media aren't allowed that kind of face-to-face access. So I'm not on the bus with the team. I'm not permitted to go into the clubhouse yet or anything like that. You know, we'll see if some of those restrictions do get eased up here before the season's over. I'm not quite sure how that's all going to play out. But because, you know, it's the low A West League, but it's basically the old California League. So all of the teams are pretty local. And with the way the schedule is laid out this year, instead of playing the traditional 3 or 4 game series, we're playing 6 game series. Yeah. So you're just playing one team per week. And on top of that, they've constructed the schedule to where San Jose is basically playing all of their road games either in Stockton, Modesto, or Fresno. So we're talking about 2 hours, 2.5 hours max. Right now, so I'm driving myself out to these ballparks. The team gave me the choice and said, you know, we want to have you still be a part of the broadcast to do every game, home and road. It's something our fans certainly expect, but at least for now, at the start of the year, if you want to do that, you're going to have to drive yourself. I said, hey, sign me up. I didn't call a single game last spring or summer because of the season was canceled. So I'll do whatever we need to do to get there and try and be a part of this team as much as I can right now. So that's kind of the situation. It's very different, you know, especially at home. I'm so used to starting my day by going down to the clubhouse and being on the field during batting practice and getting a chance to really get to know these guys. And it doesn't happen as much right now. It's very limited. So it is unfortunate, but it's the deal at the moment, and we're all making do in unusual times, and hopefully that all gets back to normal sooner rather than later.
We're talking with Joe Rizzo here, play-by-play broadcaster for the San Jose Giants minor league affiliate, the low-A affiliate for the San Francisco Giants. Now, Joe, I know that you grew up a Giants fan. And we had some news break on the on Monday as far as the broadcast team for the San Francisco Giants, mainly Dwayne Kuiper. And you know, how much of an influence did Kruk and Kipe have on your upbringing as a baseball fan in the Bay Area, as a baseball fan in general, and, you know, your broadcast style. How much of an influence did Kipe have on you?
Oh, tremendous. Growing up in Palo Alto, I grew up a huge Giants fan, both San Francisco and San Jose. You feel like you learn so much about the game from those guys. And for me, it was also on the radio broadcast. You know, I grew up listening to Hank Greenwald in his final years in the Giants, and certainly John Miller and Ted Robinson was in there as well. And then, Dwayne and Mike on the TV side. Their knowledge of the sport is just incredible. And it's so unusual to have two former players, of course, in a broadcast booth together. Two former players and two great friends. You feel like you're watching the game with them and they're sitting on the couch with you. I mean, it's that kind of just casual feel. So it was obviously really tough news when we all heard about that earlier this week. And I've gotten a chance to know Dwayne personally these past few seasons, being down there for spring training and doing those games for the Major League Club the last few years and then filling in at times. So I've called games with Dwayne Kuiper, which has been, you know, just an incredible thrill. And, you know, growing up, these were the guys that I listened to and watched, and now I get a chance to work with. But I know Dwayne's a fighter, and he's going to get through this. And hopefully he can still work a somewhat normal schedule here in the coming weeks and months, because it's just not the same when he's out. He's just a huge part of this team. So we certainly all wish him the very best.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, when you watch the broadcast with Dwayne and Krug, it just feels like a family affair, right? I mean, it feels like you're watching it with, your uncles, your friends or something like that. So, all the best to the Kuiper family. But you mentioned that, you know a little bit on Kipe. Do you have any stories, any funny instances that you've had with Dwayne over the years?
Well, you know, he and John both just, I think, did a great job of keeping things light for me, especially when I was just kind of starting out doing the spring training games, but especially the regular season games, filling in. Just have a way of cracking a joke, of making you, you know, not be so nervous about the big moment that you're going through. I mean, I think one of the things about Dwayne Kuiper, and really all of the broadcasters up there, is that they have these personalities on air that we all kind of relate to and gravitate towards. And we all, of course, really enjoy their work. And they're just like that off the air as well, which I think is remarkable. And it speaks to their high character. I've just truly enjoyed getting to know them when I've had the opportunities to be up there. I think, you know, the first game I called in the regular season, it was that doubleheader at Coors Field a couple of years ago, where the Giants, they scored 19 runs in the first game. Dwayne was like, "Hey, boy, you're up to stay, boy. How can we send you back to the minors? We score 19 runs a game when you're here." Hey, if that works for me, you just let me know. So it's just fun like that. They have a great time on the air. They have a great time off the air, and really went above and beyond to make me feel comfortable and a part of the team, which they don't have to do, you know. So I'm grateful for all of that, and obviously hope that he can get better and get back to working full time.
Yeah, awesome words about Kipe, and I have a little thing to share really briefly, and then we'll get into some talk on the farm, just because I work at KNBR, and I did my first Giants broadcast, the network at the station, earlier this season, and Kipe just came in. He's like, "Hey, is Walter there?" I'm like, "Oh, he knows my name? Like what's going on?" And then he just like welcomed me to the team, right? And that really like settled me down. So I could totally relate to that, in that, you know, he's very personable and just a relaxed presence. And ever since that happened, I was just like, oh, wow, yeah, this is cool. Like, that's awesome. So it's nice to hear that from you as well. We're talking with Joe Rizzo, play-by-play broadcaster for the San Jose Giants. Now, let's get into the farm. Let's start talking about the San Jose Giants. We have a lot of exciting things going on down there, mainly Marco Luciano, the shortstop. Everybody's talking about the top prospect in the Giants system. We all want to know, how's he looking so far this year?
Yeah, you know, he looks great. He was off to a little bit of a slow start the first 10 or so days, but, you know, then really started to settle in. And, you know, when he's performing at his highest level, he's the best player on the field. And that's pretty obvious. And the tools just jump off the page for you. You know, the way he can drive the ball to all fields. I mean, he's hitting 400, 430, 450-foot home runs out to right center, straightaway center. I mean, it's just the type of power, a right-handed batter that I'm not used to seeing at the minor league level, let alone from a kid who is still only 19 years old. I mean, he's one of the youngest players at the low A West level, and it the tools just jump off the page for you. So, and you know, the struggles early, I think it's a good thing, frankly. You know, it's nice to see a guy kind of battle through that. You know, you're not going to get 2-3 hits every night, even in the minor leagues. You're still going up against professional pitching and other top prospects. And they've got a book on you even now, and they're going to do their thing. So to be able to see some early adjustments from Marco Luciano, I think is a good thing. And he battled out of that early slump, and he's looked good. I think he's looked real good defensively as well. He's got good actions at the shortstop position. Obviously a great arm. The Giants, you know, they're going to keep him there and see how he develops at that position going forward. So I've been really encouraged. He has absolutely lived up to the hype here early in the season, and is, I think, fully justified to be that number one prospect right now in this organization.
Now, if you had to guess, or do you know the plan of Luciano? Is he going to finish out the year in San Jose? Are they going to progress him up if he keeps producing at this level? What's the plan moving forward here? How quick are they going to move him through the minor league system to get him to the big club?
Well, I'll say that the comments that were made publicly by people like Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris and the farm director Kyle Haynes in the weeks and months leading into the start of the minor league season was that they're going to be conservative with some of the initial placements of their top prospects. Such an unusual time because you're coming off of a year with no minor league baseball, and you need to see how these guys handle that, especially from a hitter's perspective, where you don't get a chance to face live pitching on a daily basis. You can't replicate that when you skip an entire season. So I think the Giants have been pretty conservative with some of their placements. Elliot Ramos is another example of that, by sending him back to AA, even though he had this great spring training. But while they would be conservative with the initial placements, that at the same time, the Giants wouldn't be afraid to aggressively promote during the season if the performance of these prospects warranted that kind of promotion. So it would not surprise me at all if Marco Luciano does get a promotion at some point. You would assume it would be to the high A club, which is now in Eugene, Oregon. But he'll dictate that. And, you know, the Giants, they're not afraid to move guys quick in this current regime. We've seen that. And 2 years ago, Elliot Ramos was a 19-year-old at the high A level in San Jose. In fact, he even went up to Double A at the very end of that 2019 season as a teenager. Is Marco Luciano going to be in Double A by the end of this year? I don't know. That's a big jump up, especially coming off of a year with no minor league baseball. But it wouldn't surprise me if he does get a call up. And then as you look out forward, you know, he's going to be a big part of big league camp. I'm sure next spring they'll give him a good long look in those Cactus League games. And I think getting him up into the upper levels of the farm system, AA, maybe even AAA, in 2022 seems like a very realistic goal. And as he handles that at each level, it'll dictate how quickly he continues to move up and eventually reaches the major leagues. But he's right on track. And this first quarter of the minor league season for him has been very, very good here in San Jose.
Now, other than Luciano, because, I mean, he gets – that's what everyone is going to the ballpark to see, right? At least, you know, for me, I'm excited to go to see the San Jose Giants, to see Marco Luciano, to see that development. It was the same thing with Joey Bart, same thing with Buster Posey, Mad Bum. I mean, that you have these stars that take away from – I wouldn't necessarily take away, but the ones that draw the crowd. But who else stands out to you position player-wise – in San Jose right now? Who else is impressing that maybe Giants fans should start paying attention to?
Yeah, it is really a very impressive position player group. You know, there are a lot of guys. Are they all going to pan out and be impact big leaguers? You know, probably not. It's a long way to go still. And it's really, really difficult to make it up to the highest level and then actually stick up there. But there are so many guys, especially on the position player side in San Jose, where you can really dream on these kids and say, yeah, I see the tools right now that could make these players very successful big leaguers down the road. And it's a really athletic outfield. I think Luis Matos, what he is doing in center field right now in San Jose is turning a lot of heads. He's even a little bit younger than Marco Luciano, just turned 19 earlier this year. He's the youngest player on this San Jose roster. And in talking with some people around the farm system coming into the year, they didn't really know what to expect from Luis Matos because he had barely played in this country. His rookie year in 2019, he was tearing it up, but it was down in the Dominican Summer League. Very, very young players down there. So he's going up against pitchers that, for the most part, have far more experience than him and are older. And I think it's been just about as impressive as Marco Luciano. He's knocking on the door to 300 average. He's among the league leaders in doubles. He's got great bat-to-ball skills and the ability to put the ball in play. And he also plays an above-average center field. So he really sticks out there. And in a normal year, meaning in a year where Marco Luciano isn't on your roster, Luis Matos, I think, would be the surefire number one position player prospect on a San Jose roster. So he's off to a great start. Alex Canario, right fielder, tons of power. Some of the best raw power I've seen from a young prospect coming up through this league. That really impresses you about him. Casey Schmidt at third, you know, he's off to a bit of a slow start offensively, although he is hitting for a lot of power, but he's just a wizard over there at third base. People in this organization are dropping Matt Chapman comps with him, defensively over at third, which tells you what he brings to the table there. It's a gold glove caliber, effort, defensively at the hot corner. And then I think one player who's not getting a lot of attention that probably should off of this San Jose team is the catcher, Ricardo Henovitz, a little bit more experienced, but still only 22 years old. He's been in big league camp the last 2 years. I think he gets overshadowed a bit because Joey Bart is in this organization as a catcher, and they drafted Patrick Bailey last year in the first round, another catcher. But Ricardo Henovitz is really coming into his own right now. He's big, strong kid, about 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. He's got that catcher's body that I think will allow him to really hold up over the course of a long season. He's got great power, and the intangibles are just off the charts, the way he can handle a pitching staff and just kind of command things out there on the field, be the captain. It's not something that you often see a lot of, especially at the lower levels of the minor league system where guys are still learning how to be professionals and how to be leaders and how to carry themselves. Ricardo Henovitz, that part of his game is really, really impressive to go with the physical skills that have warranted him getting an opportunity to participate a little bit in big league camp. So I think he's a guy that, you know, maybe a lot of Giants fans don't know a whole lot about yet, but is another catching prospect that people should be very excited about.
We're speaking with Joe Rizzo here, play-by-play broadcaster for the San Jose Giants. Joe, before I let you go, we spent a lot of time talking about the offensive side of things. I want to get your input on the pitching side of it, because when you look at the minor leagues, the top 10 prospects, 8 of them are position players. Is there a concern as far as the shortage of quality arms in the farm system, or, you know, is there just more just does that speak to the quality of the position players that they have?
Yeah, I don't think there's a huge concern. I think you're right. The strength of the system right now is position players, and it's without a doubt one of the best position player systems in the game right now. So that's great, and it shows how much this organization has improved in recent years. But I think what is happening in this farm system on the pitching side has probably been, I think, the story of the first quarter of the minor league season. Because as great as a lot of these hitters have been early, we've kind of all expected that. That was where all the hype was coming into the year, but I'll give you the example of the San Jose staff. And this is a San Jose staff that right now is leading all of minor league baseball in strikeouts, not just low A West, but all 120 minor league teams. They're averaging about 13 strikeouts per game. So there are some guys that are throwing real hard down here that are missing a lot of bats. I think Kyle Harrison, I mean, he's at the top of that list. The third round pick last year at a De La Salle High School is looking like one of the very best prospects in low A ball right now. He's averaging close to 2 strikeouts per inning. It's a mid 90s fastball. It's a plus slider. It's 2 plus pitches already that he has that he can strike you out with. And the composure, the intangibles for him are also great. The Giants talk about that constantly with Kyle Harrison, even at just 19. So there's a real bright future there, and there are a lot of other guys that are throwing the ball well here in San Jose. There have already been some promotions as well on the pitcher side, guys moving up to Eugene. So I think there's a lot to be excited about still on the pitching side of things, and even at the higher levels. I mean, these are guys that I don't see on a day-to-day basis, but we saw Sammy Long get a call up and pitch so well earlier this week with the big league team. So up and down this farm system on the pitching side, you've got some guys that are standing out as well. So it's exciting times in this farm system. I know it went through some lean years a bit in recent seasons. It feels like they're past that and really producing high end talent across the board, and we're seeing that at the major league level, and there's absolutely more on the way.
Exciting times indeed. Joe, I want to thank you so much for your generosity of your time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and maybe I'll see you in Stockton or San Jose in the coming weeks. Maybe I'll see you out there.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Walter, and don't be shy. Come on down to the South Bay. I got a spot for you, and we'll catch up and watch some great baseball.
Oh, definitely. That sounds like a plan, Joe. And again, thank you for coming on. And there you have it, everybody. Joe Rizzo, play-by-play for your San Jose Giants, low-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. I don't know about you guys, but after talking to Joe, I'm excited for the future of this franchise. I'm excited to get out to Excite Ballpark. I need to go catch some minor league baseball. Some San Jose Giants are out there in Stockton this weekend, finishing up that, like he mentioned, 6-game six-game series over there in Stockton. And then I believe after that they go to Modesto or something like that. But whenever they get to San Jose or whenever they're in Stockton, for me, you got to go out there and watch some minor league ball, because that is where the future's at, and it's really exciting, and it's a different atmosphere, as Joe mentioned. It's a great time out. So, like I mentioned, I haven't been out to San Jose, but after talking to Joe and after hearing all the good things that he has to say about the team, makes me want to go out there, so I might have to do that next time they are home. So I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Joe Rizzo. I sure did. And make sure to stay tuned, because next week we're still going to be doing more and more content coming up, more interviews, more conversations It's a great time right now. We're getting into the summer months of baseball, and that is the best time, other than October, of course. But you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed the listen. And again, remember to subscribe. Remember to get the notifications for this podcast. You're not going to want to miss anything else coming up. So you guys have a good one. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next time.